Welcome back to the Sports Night Talking New York Jets with ESPN New York's Rich Samidi. Now, Rich, which was the real Geno Smith? The one that we saw against Tampa or the one that we saw against New England?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think probably a little of both. He's a rookie. There's going to be growing pains, and you saw all of those growing pains and then some in the fourth quarter against New England with the three interceptions. So he hasn't done anything spectacular yet. He's just been kind of plodding through it, you know, a couple of flashes here and there, and, you know, it's going to be a bumpy ride, as they say.
Now, Rich, even though Geno Smith is going through some rookie growing pains, one of the issues that he certainly has right now is those wide receivers. They've been dropping the ball left and right. Can Geno Smith survive with these set of receivers, particularly with a guy like Clyde Gates, who's really had some issues the first two games?
Yeah, they had six drops against the Patriots, which is just, some teams go a month without having six drops. The Jets had them in one game. Clyde Gates had three or four, I think. And the answer to the question is no. I mean, this is not a good receiving core. This does not come as a surprise. We went into the year knowing that there were some big questions at receiver. Santonio Holmes can catch the ball. We know that, but he's still not 100% coming off the foot injury. And Stephen Hill has been a disappointment so far. When he does catch the ball, he fumbles it. So it's pick your poison. It's a rough situation for a rookie quarterback to be surrounded by an unreliable supporting cast.
Talking New York Jets football with Rich Samidi of ESPN New York. Now, Rich, the defense looks very good this year so far. Rex Ryan has always had a top defense in the NFL. Is the defense this year good enough to keep them in every single game?
I don't know about every game. I mean, they played some pretty high-scoring offenses this year. They're going to face Atlanta in a couple of weeks on Monday Night Football down there, and they also play the Saints. So we know those two teams can really put up points. But I think for the most part, the defense will be able to keep them competitive. It's a defense that is not without its flaws, but still one that can do certain things. And I think when they get healthier, Quinton Coples, their rush linebacker, should be coming back pretty soon, and that'll help them out a lot. But they have a really good defensive line this year. There's still some major questions in the secondary, though.
Now, Rich, one of those guys on defense, first-round pick with ninth overall, D. Milner, last week in the Patriot game, he was benched. Do you think his lackluster start is a cause for concern, and do you like the approach that the Jets are taking with him benching him in that game against New England?
I do like the approach. I mean, it's a little different for Rex Ryan. I think he's perhaps a little less patient this year, knowing that it's basically win now for him or be gone. So, you know, the whole thing with Dean Milner is I thought they rushed him into the starting lineup. He didn't do anything in the offseason because he had a shoulder operation, and he showed up late for camp, about a week late because of his contract. And about 2 days after he showed up, he was handed the starting job. So I thought they really rushed him. And he struggled the first couple of weeks. You expect that from rookies, but now I think they're reining him in a little bit and will probably use him as more of a situational player.
Now, Rich, before we let you go, what can we realistically expect from the Jets this year, and are they really as bad as everyone says?
Well, I mean, I guess the everyone, I don't know who the everyone is. I guess the perception is that they are bad. And it's like we said, the defense will keep them in these games, and the irony is they're probably going to have to try to win some games like Tim Tebow won a couple of years ago with Denver, which is basically, you know, play ugly football for 3.5 quarters and, you know, make a play or two in the end and try to steal a game. And they had a chance to do that against the Patriots. They couldn't make that play that they needed, and so I picked them to go 6-10 this year. I'll stay with that right now. I think possibly they could be better than I thought they would, but I'm not ready to say they're a 500 team or anything like that.
That's Rich Samidi of ESPN New York. Rich, thank you so much for your time.